The shadow of last summer's Pennsylvania grand jury report on abuse by Catholic priests hung over the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops meeting in Baltimore. The investigation found that Catholic bishops covered up the sexual abuse of 300 priests. Another blow to Catholic morale was the revelation that the former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick had abused seminarians. Vos estis lux mundi, you are the light of the world, Pope Francis's new law concerning sexual abuse in the Catholic Church begins by exhorting the bishops to ensure that sexual abuse never again happens in the Catholic Church. The law declares that the responsibility falls upon the bishops above all as the successors of the apostles.
One feels the weight of the office from the very beginning of becoming a bishop. It's a very big commitment. So from the very moment one begins, one feels the weight of the office. In the light of the events of the past year, it's been much more challenging than in previous years, but already just bearing the burden of this level of oversight of a church is already a big burden for anyone to carry, even in the easiest of years.
Bishop Michael Siss oversees the Diocese of San Angelo, which includes Abilene and much of the Big Country. Many American Catholics were demoralized by last summer's revelations and wanted to see something done. Maria Becking attends Holy Family Catholic Church. She is a Catholic who has hope for the church if action is taken.
You know, it has to be exposed and cleaned up, and then I think the church will be stronger.
Vos estis became church law on June 1st, 2019, broadens the definition of abuse to include not only minors, but also those who are sexually abused by those in authority, such as McCarrick's abuse of seminarians, or the abuse of nuns by priests. It also requires every diocese worldwide to have an office for reporting sexual abuse by 2020. Bishop Siss says that the Diocese of San Angelo, which governs Abilene, already has such an office, with a victim assistance coordinator.
We have a phone number, it's like a hotline, that's always available for people to contact. And when they contact that person, it's a lay woman in our area, and she responds to them, she listens to them, she takes their story, she listens in a compassionate way.
From there, the report is taken to a lay review board who help Bishop Siss in his response. Abuse victims are encouraged to report their abuse to the civil authorities, and the diocese reports all abuse cases to the civil authorities as well. The new law focuses a lot of attention on the accountability of bishops accused of sexual abuse. Vos estis uses the metropolitan model, which directs a metropolitan archbishop to investigate allegations of abuse against bishops in his province. Many lay Catholics, including the National Review Board, who advised the United States Catholic bishops on combating sexual abuse, were wary of the metropolitan model. They saw a conflict of interest in bishops investigating bishops. Vos estis allows lay experts to be involved in abuse investigations, but it does not require it. To assuage these fears, the bishops voted last week to add three measures of lay involvement to the implementation of Vos estis. The three measures ensure that lay experts will be involved in hearing the initial report, assisting the Metropolitan Archbishop in the investigation, and seeing the report sent to Rome. Bishop Robert Dealey, the chairman of the Committee on Canonical Affairs and Church Governance, speaking at the meeting in Baltimore, says that the bishops made it very clear that they wanted to see laity involved in the implementation of Vos estis.
And accepting the Holy Father's invitation to supplement his bold actions through the development of directives for the Church in the United States. The document now before us integrates what we have heard from you this week, namely, your genuine and earnest desire to bear witness to the synodality of the Church, whereby both clergy and laity collaborate for the good of the whole ecclesial community.
The motion to include these measures in the United States passed by a wide margin.
Please display the result of the vote. 218, the motion passes.
Two bishops abstained from the vote, and one bishop voted no. The voting is anonymous. Concerning the local diocese of San Angelo, which is in the metropolitan province of San Antonio, Bishop Siss says he believes that Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller will involve laity in any investigations.
He will certainly involve lay experts. We had a meeting of our province while we were in Baltimore. And we talked about these things, and he fully intends to utilize the expertise of laity to the fullest extent possible.
Last January, the Diocese of San Angelo released a list of clergy who had been credibly accused of sexual abuse. The publication of the list followed a revelation from the Pennsylvania grand jury report that a priest accused of sexual abuse was moved to the Diocese of San Angelo and had served as a priest in Abilene decades earlier. Most of the clergy on the list are dead or in prison. One investigation not connected to the Pennsylvania grand jury report is currently ongoing, and that priest has been removed from active ministry. When they hear of accusations of abuse, many Catholics say they want to see a response from the bishops beyond that of what you would expect from a CEO of a company. Bishop Sis says that he understands that.
I have personally taken on acts of reparation and prayer for the sins committed of sexual abuse in our church. So I myself take on acts of reparation and prayer, and I also ask our clergy to do the same. And many of our people pray for the church, and they do acts of reparation by their choice.
Bishop Sis says that he is thankful to Pope Francis for issuing Vos Estis, and he's hopeful for implementing the law that will establish the same accountability for bishops as priests.
It was a productive meeting, and I thank God for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in helping us to work through that.
Vos Estis Lux Mundi will be effective for 3 years in an experimental period, at which point its effectiveness will be evaluated. The Catholic bishops will meet again in November and continue their work to end sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. For KACU, I'm Austin Gerchick.